Hi, my name is Kim and you're listening to the very first episode of my podcast, or new podcast. I'm going to call it Let's Get Bent. Let's Get Bent is also the name of the article that I write for in the local paper here in Phuket, the Phuket News. I write a monthly article, and that's sort of how I started off thinking, like, oh, maybe I could do a podcast by going over some of the old articles that I've written. I've been writing for them now for about 6 years, so there's, you know, 12 a year, so there's a few. probably not all of them are awesome, but I just thought, oh, I could share some of that in a audio format. I always love listening to audiobooks, and I actually just started listening to some podcasts. Thanks, Selby. I just thought I should make some. I've got some cool yoga stories, and there are some cool yoga stories about so many different things, the histories of how the name for some of the asanas came about, or things that I've learned along the way, or, you know, just stuff. So if you're into that sort of thing, then I welcome you, and I look forward to sharing my musings and whatever else I come across along the way, or anything that you want to talk about. Give me information. I've got so much yoga stuff up here in my head, and I love questions. I love answering questions, but my favorite part is getting asked a question that I don't really know the answer to and having to go and research it and find it out, because that's always such a cool thing, being able to learn something new along the way. I learned something new along the way with all of my students. I have this fortunate ability here in Phuket to work in lots of detox centres. And most people that I meet at these detox centres have never contemplated doing yoga, they've never done yoga before, and it's such a privilege to be able to introduce them to yoga. That's a really fun part of my job, and I get a lot of emails back or messages back saying, you know, oh, I'm back home and I found a yoga studio, and thank you so much for introducing me to yoga. And that's pretty much the highlight of my life, is to hear that people have continued on their yoga journey, and that I got the opportunity to introduce it to them. Because, you know, yoga means so many different things to so many different people. It's a personal journey. And I know that sounds all hippy-dippy and whatever, but, you know, I guess you'll get to know me along the way, but what you'll find is that I take out the rainbows and the unicorns. And don't get me wrong, I love rainbows and unicorns, but not everybody does. So this is a cool opportunity for me to just sort of try to express my yoga journey for you. And I like analogies. I just want you to see yoga and love yoga. And I know that sounds like so new age, but it's the truth. Everybody, anybody, in any level, in any form, can do yoga. No one's yoga is going to be the same as the next person's. And that's what's so cool about it. And there's more to yoga than just like touching your toes or doing a back bend or something like that. And I just want to share that stuff with you and try to make it more everyday life for everyday people. Anyway, welcome, thank you, and have a great day.